It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
Certainly is the WIA National News. It's for week commencing June 9, 2024. And this week, as long-time listeners, maybe not first-time callers would be aware, we don't normally acknowledge silent keys in the WIA National News, feeling it best suited to local area newscasts, unless that ham is well known across the spectrum. Later, word in on a silent key, the guy behind FamPark's famous mobile whip project, who also engineered various offshoots of the antenna, which have ended up attached to vehicles all over Australia. We'll also hear from WIA directors Stephen Green, VK2TSG, and Peter, VK4EA, plus Felix, VK4FUQ, will have the WIA VHF-UHF field day manager, along with the last word before this year's winter contest. Now, no more waiting, as there's much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Hello, this is Stephen Green, VK2TSG, one of your national WIA directors. It has now been a few weeks since the AGM and conference, but one of the main things I took away from the events of the weekend was the wonderful work of volunteers from the Bundaberg Club and related teams, which is echoed in amateur radio clubs, societies, associations, and our state bodies across the country. To all radio volunteers, we at the WIA say thank you. Your efforts are appreciated and help build amateur radio across the country. In saying this, we also need to start looking at recruiting more people to amateur radio, and particularly roles within clubs and groups. This includes taking on understudies and looking at succession planning. Up-and-coming club members need to build experience and confidence, and this can only be gained through partaking in projects, planning, and committees. With the average age of amateurs increasing all the time, it's only through such action that we'll have the numbers and experienced team members to maintain club activities and services, which is, of course, important to our future as a hobby and a service. This has been Stephen Green, VK2TSG, 73s.
Hello, this is Peter, VK4EA, coming from Meanjin, home of the Turrbal and Yagara people, and also the newly minted WIA Vice President. I thank the board for having confidence in me. And so no more than 2 weeks into the VP role, and I'm off to New Zealand, where over the weekend just gone, I attended the ART, that's the New Zealand Amateur Association of Radio Transmitters, AGM, conference and council meeting in Christchurch on behalf of your WIA. As part of the WIA AGM held in Bundaberg a few weeks ago, we welcomed Daniel Vanderberg, ZL2DRV, president of the NZART, and consequently we accepted the invitation to attend the NZART AGM. The Christchurch Amateur Radio Club did an amazing job organising the venue, event and gala dinner. The New Zealand Air Force Museum and Wigram, Christchurch provided a fantastic backdrop for the event. The Saturday kicked off with the 2024 AGM, which provided me an insight into the operations of the NZART member organisation and their business operation AREC, that's the Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, and the NZART branches or clubs. The Saturday evening turned it on with a themed musical presentation, sitting amongst well-preserved warbirds and an awesome buffet. Many lies were told around the tables, and I do love that Kiwi wine. Sunday proceeded with a range of presentations to amateurs from all over the country. It was inspiring to see what ZL operators are achieving. And it's also interesting to observe ZL's have an online and printed call book. Planning for the 2026 100-year anniversary of the NZART will progress with an impressive invitation list. And on the Monday morning, which was their public holiday, the King's birthday public holiday, I was fortunate to be invited as an observer to the NZART council meeting. It's remarkable how the NZART have the same issues and concerns as us in VK land. And there was some interest in our practical assessment to perhaps replace their requirement for a new licensee to make 50 contacts before full access to the bands are granted. The most interesting topic discussed, which also concerns us here in VK land, is the upcoming IARU Region 3, that's International Amateur Radio Union, meeting to be held in Bangkok, Thailand this coming November. I undertook to make sure our WIA delegate is in touch with the NZART delegate to ensure our positions align. Your WIA will be in attendance representing Australia's amateur radio interests for all Australian amateur radio licence holders. Before my flight home, I was fortunate enough to visit the Christchurch Amateur Radio Club premise. It's a positive story for the disastrous earthquake in 2011. The club's previous premise was right in the middle of the red zone, preventing any further use. However, the local council located a vacant ex-scout den and invited the club to take up the lease. It's truly an impressive setup. I wish to extend my gratitude to the NZART Council for their hospitality. I enjoyed my time in Christchurch, and a special shout out to Debbie, the NZART Business Manager, for making all the arrangements on my behalf. And on another topic, during my ZL visit, I held an NZART 2024 callbook in my hands, and I wondered whether VK wanted the WIA callbook back. I started a bit of a discussion on the WIA Facebook page, and also on the Ham Radio Discussion Forum. So far, the engagement has suggested that, yes, VK4 peeps want a callbook. Please keep the discussion going. I'm keen to establish whether the effort is worthwhile. And cheers for now. This has been Peter, VK4EA, WIA Vice President.
Thanks, Peter. Mark Halliwell, VK2MOH, wrote to WIA National News to bring everyone's attention to a petition. This petition to Parliament calling for the ACMA to be instructed to reinstate a licence document for We Amateur Radio Operators. As one who is currently operating overseas, he's sensitive to the need to show a convincing authoritative document to local authorities if requested to do so. The link to that petition is in the text edition of this week's WIA National News, best read at wia.org.au.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. WIA Secretary Peter VK8ZULU directed us to an ABC story on noisy satellites in VK6. As an increasing number of satellites orbit the Earth, the $3 billion radio telescope being built in Western Australia's outback may need to find new ways to listen for faint radio signals in the universe. The number of satellites is expected to increase significantly in coming years, and for scientists who need the ground and the space above to be quiet, satellites and their booming loud radio interference are a significant challenge. When operational, the Square Kilometre Array, SKA radio telescope in Western Australia's Murchison region, will detect and interpret faint radio signals from space via low frequencies and allow astronomers to see the birth of stars and galaxies. It's expected to be operational by 2030, when some experts are predicting that up to 100,000 satellites will be orbiting Earth and emitting both intentional and unintentional radio noise. A percentage of Japan's AM radio broadcasters have pulled the big switch. It is for a trial period, maybe to year's end or early 2025, as officials study the impact of the loss of this form of radio broadcasting, which has been on air in Japan for 99 years. 34 of Japan's AMers have gone silent, and the trial closure is being conducted so that the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications can evaluate the impact of the suspensions. Main reason cited, cost of AM infrastructure over FM. Back in June of 2021, 41 of a total of just 47 said they would close or convert to FM, TV or the World Wide Web. South Africa takes first steps to WRC27. Every 3 to 4 years, the International Telecommunications Union, ITU, holds a World Radio Conference, commonly referred to as WRC, to manage the radio spectrum and review where new technologies fit in. The last WRC was in October and November last year, and the next one will be in 2027, WRC 27. On the 27th of May, the WRC 27 MPWG met in Pretoria. The SARL was represented by Brian Jacobs, Zulu Sierra 6 Yankee Zulu, and Hans van der Groenendaal, Zulu Sierra 6 Alpha Kilo Victor. On the WRC agenda, there are several items of interest to secure the future of amateur radio and developments not only in their region too, but internationally. To better understand the impacts of the geomagnetic storm on the US communications sector, the Federal Communication Commission's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau is requesting information from communications service providers and the public regarding disruptions in communications between May 7 and 11, 2024, that it believes to be a result of the storm. This disturbance resulted in the disruption of voice and data communications passed over HF frequencies. Ham Radio 2024 will take place in Friedrichshafen, Germany, as Europe's largest amateur radio exhibition and trade fair. This year's theme is 60 years of islands on the air, technology meets adventure. As one of the largest amateur radio exhibitions in the world, alongside the Datum Hamvention USA and Ham Fair in Tokyo, Japan, Ham Radio attracts exhibitors and visitors from more than 50 countries all around the world to Friedrichshafen. A special feature is the combination of commercial exhibitors, worldwide networked associations, and Europe's largest radio flea market with over 300 participants from 25 countries. The International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 is inviting hams to come up with a game-changing idea, which increases awareness of amateur radio. But be aware, the challenge is open only to any country member of International Telecommunication Union Region 1. Microsoft will invest 33.7 billion krona, 4.8 billion Australian dollars, over 2 years in artificial intelligence infrastructure in Sweden. They will train some 250,000 people by 2027 to boost AI knowledge and competence and also increase capacity at its three data centres in the country. Microsoft in recent months has announced similar AI investments in other countries, including in France, where it vowed to invest 4 billion euros, Japan, where it announced a $2.9 billion AI push, and in Indonesia and Malaysia. A USA engineer who developed a composite material to increase antenna efficiency is suing his former employer, which had once widely praised his patented creation as a breakthrough. The design by Christopher Fuller, Kilo Delta Zero, Whiskey Mike Uniform, facilitates speedier charging of electric vehicles through the use of considerably smaller antennas. His antenna design delivers the needed power as electromagnetic energy over long distances and without loss. Acknowledging that his antenna design also held the potential to power military weapons from a distance, Christopher asked the US State Department last year to scrutinize Honeywell's plan to market the technology to overseas commercial customers. According to a Star Tribune news story, the engineer worried that Honeywell was potentially overstepping the federal restrictions on exporting US military technology. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1 WIA. Now, operational news with VK4 FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Contest Wise 2024. On now is the BK Shires Contest, June 8 to 9, start 00:00 hours UTC Saturday, until 23:59 hours Sunday. All HF bands all the way from 10 to 160 metres, SSB and CW only. Also on this weekend, June 9, but only CW, is the New Zealand Strait Key Night Winter Edition. 0800 hours to 0900 hours UTC on 80 metres. JARL's All Asia CW, Saturday 15 June 00:00 hours until Monday 17:00 hours. WIA Winter VHF UHF Field Day.
This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, manager of the VHF UHF Field Days. The 2024 winter event will proceed as planned over Saturday 22nd and Sunday 23rd of this month. That's the weekend after next. As usual, we have a little verse. See that event coming, rolling round the bend. Get out on that hilltop and call from start to end. You may have heard something like that elsewhere. The rules for the event have been posted to the VHF UHF Field Days webpage, which has also been updated. I encourage you to download the latest rules, as a few changes are in the document. Don't rely on what you recall from last year, or the year before. You have been warned. Also, as noted on the webpage, following recent discussions, efforts to catch up preparation of the outstanding results for past events are underway again. So, get your gear together for the 2024 Winter VHF UHF Field Day and enjoy it. This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Dick's Window to the World. Logbook of the World is still offline. The American Radio Relay League's popular Logbook of the World, LOTW, their online database is still down at the time of compiling this news. The AWL also report that even their telephone system is still down despite the reported cyber attack occurring almost 3 weeks back. The AWL have not made any claim that it was a cyber attack. However, many DxBulletins are saying that's what occurred nearly 3 weeks ago. CQ Magazine's former publisher, Dick Ross, K2MGA, who recently became a Silent Key, has been inducted into 3 CQ Halls of Fame. The Amateur Radio Hall of Fame, the DX Hall of Fame, and the Contest Hall of Fame. Dick became a Silent Key in April at the age of 84, after a lifetime of providing the world's amateurs with relevant news and information through a variety of publications, most notably CQ Magazine itself. Members of Ari Colley Albany are on the air as II0LOR until the 30th of June, marking the 80th anniversary of Rome's liberation during the Second World War. QSL via I0KNQ and certificates will be available. Niger. Elvira is active calling 5U5K now until the 20th of June, using SSB, RTTY and other digital modes, and sometimes CW on all bands 160 to 6 meters. Francesca, IK0XBX is her pilot station. QSL 5U5K direct to IK2DUW. Austria, OE100 radio, active until the 31st of December, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the beginning of regular radio transmissions in Austria in 1924. The station has been heard recently on the 40-meter band using CW. QSL via the Bureau. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. Blue Origin resumed crewed space flights on May 19 after a nearly two-year hiatus following a rocket mishap in 2022, which left Virgin Galactic as the sole operator in the suborbital tourism market. Among the 6 passengers was Ed Dwight, a former Air Force pilot who'd been poised to become NASA's first black astronaut in the 1960s. Ed, now 90 years old, became the oldest person to go to space, expressing the profound impact of the experience. Despite one of the capsule's parachutes failing to fully inflate, the mission was deemed a success and all passengers returned safely. The flight marks the 7th human mission for Blue Origin, highlighting its ambitions for future space endeavours. The company has now flown 37 people aboard its new Shepard vehicle, named after the first American in space, Alan Shepard. Voyager 1 has resumed transmitting scientific data from 2 of its 4 operational instruments after a computer issue arose in November 2023. The mission team is working on recalibrating the remaining 2 instruments, with plans to complete this in the coming weeks. This progress follows a 5-month troubleshooting effort during which the spacecraft began sending back usable engineering data. Mid-last month, commands were successfully sent to the 46-year-old spacecraft, located over 15 billion, yes, billion, miles from Earth, enabling it to resume sending scientific data. The plasma wave subsystem and magnetometer are now operational, while efforts continue on the cosmic ray subsystem and low-energy-charged particle instruments. Launched in 1977, Voyager 1 and its twin, Voyager 2, are NASA's longest operating spacecraft and the first to explore beyond the heliosphere, having flown by Jupiter, Saturn, and in Voyager 2's case, Uranus and Neptune. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Adventure Groups, Sparks on the Air, and Potering. With more, here's VK4KC.
Exciting news for POTA in Australia. Alan, VK1 Alpha Oscar, Mark, VK4 Echo Mike Papa, and myself have been busy the last 2 weeks adding over 450 New South Wales state forests into the system. This brings our total number of parks in Australia to 8,082. Also of special note, a recent park addition in Darwin, East Point Reserve. This park has major historical significance as the area provided the last major fortress built on Australian soil and a reminder of Australia's only battleground. POTA in Australia has also experienced significant growth in the number of activations, with over 900 just in the first 5 months of 2024. Thank you, activators and hunters. This is Marty, VK4 Kilo Charlie, on the sunny coast. POTA on.
Thanks, Marty. Next up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Digital, APRS Thursday. Every Thursday, a global net called APRS Thursday takes place using Automatic Packet Reporting System, APRS, for 24 hours. It's a network where licensed amateur radio operators who share messages and position packets through radio and internet. For any operators, both old and new, it's a great opportunity to explore the APRS mode and make contacts with other stations joining the net. Up to 500 operators take part in the net each week. Further information may be found at aprsph.net. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Internet, the Ham's Domain, a wiki for open source in amateur radio. Opensource.radio is a new wiki started by DK1MI, which aims to highlight all things open source in amateur radio. From hardware to software, this project is designed to provide hams with a free source of information to help further our exploration into the ham radio hobby. The opensource.radio wiki can be viewed by typing in opensource.radio. Opensource.radio is a public wiki that lists and describes available open source projects in more detail, as well as providing ready-made recipes for setting up a free amateur radio station. It should serve as a first port of call to find out what alternatives there are to commercial products, or simply to get inspiration for new projects. Worldwide Special Interest Groups IOTA, RSGB IOTA Contest is July 27. V47JA St. Kitts, IOTA NA104. Listen out for John, W5JON, operating as V47JA from St. Kitts, IOTA number NA104, until the 13th of June, using both SSB and FT8 on the HF bands and 6 metres. VP6DF, Pitcairn Island, IOTA OC044. Dave is operating on Pitcairn Island, IOTA number OC044, using callsign VP6DF until Monday the 10th of June, operating mainly CW on 40 through 10 metres, but also listen for him on 160 and 80 metres, QSL via N2ZN and LOTW. Now it's over to Alan, VK2COD, with the latest YOTA news.
Thank you, Cole. I am Alan, VK2COD, sitting in for a flu-stricken VK2MV. Radio Club kids at Dresden Elementary Amateur Radio Station, KDANOM, are excited to use their new Get on the Air or GOTA stations. A grant from the Strike Up Foundation was able to allow KDANOM to purchase radios, SWR meters, power supplies and the gator boxes to house the station's incomplete and secure rack mounts case for protection and portability. The HF and VHF radios, one being an ICOM IC7300, are perfect radios for these wonderful young hams to get on the air, and they will give them a great experience on our hobby and help them communicate with others across the globe. For any VK clubs or individuals that are helping us young hams get on the air, please send your short article of no more than 250 words, plus a couple photos, to my brother Alec at nationalnews@wia.org.au. He will make sure your article can get on the air for us to share the good news and ideas about YOTAs with the rest of the VK community. For VK1 WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2COD in Sydney.
Thanks and well done, Alan, and best wishes to Alec for a speedy recovery. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Military. June 6 marked 80 years since that historic D-Day invasion of Europe, which in turn brought about the end of World War II in the European theatre. Mark Durenberger from RadioWorld.com has penned a remarkable story of how folk back home and the powers that be were kept informed by radio. The U.S. Army Signal Corps, or SIGC, was tasked with establishing massive, reliable, multi-channel high-speed voice and data networks. These networks would support a mission build-up of more than a million troops in a hostile environment. SIGC had estimated it would need some 90,000 transmitters for the job. This mandated frequency coordination. The radios were largely short-range handhelds, but also included short- and medium-distance radio links to naval and air elements and Allied headquarters. A significant amount of radio gear was lost in the initial landings, but SIGC's planning had suitably provided for battle attrition, and contact with the beach was generally successful. Less susceptible to battle damage were some 500 pigeons, landed for the purpose of carrying ammunition status reports, undeveloped film, and emergency messengers. At the end of the day, electronic communications were so effective, the pigeons could go home to roost. But the valor and sacrifice of the soldiers landing on those beaches would be the biggest story, and would far outstrip the work of the desk-bound planners. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, QRP and QRP Day, June 17. We told you last week how IARU Region 3 has declared the 17th of June to be QRP Day, a day when hams are being encouraged to amplify their interest and activities in QRP. Still no word on specific VK activity, but coming to light through Newsline, some New Zealand amateurs are already well into the spirit of the day. They've been participating in Go QRP Night on the last Saturday of each month. So ZL are perhaps more QRV than we here in VK. Even first-timers are encouraged to turn down their power and see what kind of magic happens. In a world of superstations and linear amplifiers, a little power can go a long, long way. Worldwide Special Interest Groups video. Direct from Dayton, a video well worth watching. Every ham knows about grounding, right? Well, what if what you've been told isn't exactly true? ARRL First Vice President Kristen McIntyre, K6WX, tackles this topic in a compelling presentation called Ground is a Myth. She lays out the case that ground means different things at different times and in different cases, and that much of what many operators have accepted as fact may just be legend. The presentation was part of the 2024 ARRL National Convention Forums hosted at Dayton Hamvention and may be seen on YouTube. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Col, VK3GTV.
2024, it's a date. And one date, finally, has been corrected, so listen up. Clubs are welcome to email, text, along with audio for this section. And details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links. On now, this weekend, VK2 and VK5. In VK2, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's field day is in full swing, as is, in VK5, the Australian Fox Hunting Championships at Mount Gambier. On laters, the beginning of July, VK4 Caboolture Radio Club Hamfest. Now listen up, here's the date. Saturday, July 13. And the venue? The venue's a new one. The Caboolture Uniting Church Hall, 257 King Street. That's on the corner of King and Smith's Road. Breakfast will be served from 8 a.m. with the Hamfest opening at 9, admission $5. And for further information, see the club's Facebook page.
Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Members of the Frankston and Mornington Peninsula Amateur Radio Club have lost a good friend and long-time club member in the passing of Bill Gripstra, VK3MMM, now Silent Key. Bill was an integral part of the club for many years, at one time serving as president, and was also ClubNet coordinator for more than 20 years. He was a driving force behind FAMPARC's famous mobile whip project and also engineered various offshoots of the popular antenna, which ended up attached to vehicles all over Australia. Bill has been described as the kind of member every club needs, and often went above and beyond to ensure FAMPARC ran smoothly. He was always ready to assist anyone requiring help, and always ready for a much-valued, deep and meaningful chat. Vale Bill Gripstra, VK3MMM, Silent Key.
Well, there'll be the final, and thanks, Trevor, for that information. I'm Graham, VK4BB. See you next week. Until then, walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.